We have time for one question, because all speakers went over time.
Thank you, Ken. Dr. Guest, that was an excellent presentation. Thank you. And I agree with any of your points, especially Crabtree's demonstration that the omenopexy, the adhesiolysis, and the downward-directed entry point are all great advantages. My understanding, though, from Bharat's presentation and my own review, is that by any technique, either open surgical or fluoroscopic or peritoneoscopic, the basic standard for success is that 80% of the PD catheters placed will be functional at a year. And that's really good. And most of those we lose are due to infectious complications, not due to outflow failure. So I think that the ease of and the timeliness of the placing catheters by the nephrologist is a great advantage in a program and will build the program easier. It also works for the acute patient who needs one right away or you don't want to go to surgery. My take-home on Crabtree's point is that if in your center your surgeons plan to use laparoscopy to place a catheter, then it's silly not to do the things that, that Dr. Crabtree pointed out. Is that about right? Is that a proper attitude?
I totally agree, Steve. If a surgeon is going to place a patient under general anesthesia and go through all of that scheduling and operating room time and not take advantage of advanced procedures, then it's, the outcomes would be the same as a percutaneous catheter placement.
Yes, and the same as a dissective placement. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's great. A utilization of resource issue.